This is Deanna Smith. I am the Escondido Chamber of Commerce Chairman, and today we are interviewing Greer from Ginger Road.
Thank you for having me.
So, Ginger Road, let's talk about that.
So, my business is not just the retail in the front. I'm an esthetician, and I'm a little bit out-of-the-box esthetician. Basically, all of the services that I provide, or I have service providers come in and do, is to help you and your body heal itself. We don't do any kind of Botox or fillers, that sort of thing. We don't bring in lasers. We don't do super aggressive treatments that could cause scar tissue or damage to the skin. So you're never going to walk out of my shop with chunks of skin coming off your face. You're going to look fabulous no matter what you do when you leave.
Okay.
But everything that we do helps your body to heal itself. So we start to rebuild collagen, help you to soften up wrinkles and things like that. And you're not going to ever look like you had a facelift. And none of that is permanent. Even if you have a facelift at 50 or 60, you're still aging.
Mm-hmm.
Things still start to sag.
Sure.
You know, you don't get 20 years out of your facelift now. You might get 7 or 8 if you're lucky.
Wow.
But there's lots of things we can do to start firming things up and to help you look your best and age confidently without feeling like, you know, you don't feel like you're a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really like that, aging confidently. That's a great statement.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. As we get older, you know that you're never going to go back to being 20 again, but you don't have to feel like you're out of control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to shell out $50,000 for a facelift either.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there's plenty of things that we can do to get you on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the only thing I do. I also do help acne patients, everyone from teenagers to menopausal women that have acne issues. And I take great pride in that because acne is a very individualized problem.
It is.
There's really not one answer across the board. And I spend a lot of time, whether I'm looking at anti-aging products or acne products, doing a lot of research so I can figure out what's out there. Because I've got kids that use everything on Instagram and their face is blowing up. And I've got, you know, what's going to work for this person who's in their 40s. You know, what's causing that problem? How can they help balance things out?
That's great. Especially our youth, having that opportunity and services for the youth. Everything is on social media and they believe every bit of it. So if you are able to reach them, more power to you. And I hope that you have great success with them.
Yeah,
it can be.
It's with the kids, it's a little bit harder. You know, if they're too young, they won't do what you tell them. And even if they're older, they still, like I said, they're going to experiment. And then I get the text, hey, what do you think of this stuff? And it's like, well, there's a lot of ingredients in there. You might have a reaction. Yep, that's what happened. Can I come in?
Mm-hmm. You know, yes. So. How do you get the message to these youngsters?
You know, you kind of have to feel them out and figure out, is this a real problem for them?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it more of a problem for their mom?
Mm.
Right? Because some people have real serious cystic acne issues. They will have open wounds. They'll have problems that are a barrier to them and their social network that they have. And then there are other people that are just, you know, they've got minor irritations with little breakouts and dry skin and things like that. So you kind of have to figure out the level of commitment that you're going to get from them. And some of them you're going to get a lot of commitment and some of them you're not. So I try not to get too stressed out about things like that. And I try not to stress them out either. But I will give them my standard issue. Oh, let's see. Let's talk about energy drinks and acne. Let's talk about soy and acne. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these things. So sometimes I try to figure out, do they have like a dairy intolerance, you know, which a lot of people do. My kid has one, so dairy's out, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just trying to figure out what that balance is and how to help them get back into balance, because probably some of these products have stripped their skin. Their skin's freaking out. Now it's producing more oil. It's clogging up and they can't figure out what's going on. So it's just, it's a most of the time it's not solved in one treatment, but over a few treatments, we'll kind of get into a rhythm and we'll kind of make a few little changes and see what we can do to make things better.
That's good. Sounds like you're also talking to them about internal, everything internal that happens to create external situations.
Absolutely. And that goes along with even older clients too. I kind of take a more holistic approach to everything. I have seen integrative medical practitioners myself for thyroid issues and hormone problems for 15 years. And so I kind of run in that circle of where I like to see things. So that being said, I do have an RN that comes in. We do wellness IVs, which can help with a myriad of problems for people, whether it's energy issues or skin issues or imbalances in hormones or just general health.
Mm-hmm.
We also do PRP facials. Which,
what is PRP?
That's platelet-rich plasma. So what we do is draw your blood, spin it down. We can inject it back into the deepest wrinkles and then do a little microneedling on top of that.
Wow.
And I pair that with cold atmospheric plasma. Mm-hmm. I have a plasmatique machine. I'm one of the first people in San Diego County to even do this. And I'm getting phenomenal results with it.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like using your own body to make yourself better.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
What is your background and how did you get into this? This sounds so high tech. And
I am a biologist by education.
Wow.
So I have been a scientist all my life. I actually was in the horticultural industry for a long time when I was young. Then when I ended up in Colorado after 9/11, I kind of had to shift gears and fend for myself. There just weren't jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I ended up doing web work and working in the corporate world and things like that. But I've kind of come full circle, and now I can take my education and apply it to this very specialized field that I've moved into. And it really is an intersection of beauty and science, what I do. I'm not a fluffy esthetician. I don't do a lot of massage and things like that. I leave that to people who love that side of it. I want to make things happen in your skin. And I want you to see results. And I want you to be excited about what's going on.
Wow. I'm already excited just listening to you. What else at the very end of the show, what would you like to leave us with? Something that will resonate with us and help us understand the importance of Ginger Road and everything that you've put into it.
Well, one of the things that I'm working towards this year is creating a space where we can have little gatherings, where I can bring in people to tell you about all kinds of different things, whether we have a discussion from an integrative practitioner about hormones, what to do, what not to do, natural supplements that could support you as opposed to being a slave to the pharmacy. Or maybe it's me telling you how to pot your orchids, which that's another story that I have a deep background in. But just little places where we could have gatherings and learn a little bit and have a place where we can get to know some of our community members, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Escondido is a true community, and people like you make us a stronger community. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I hope to hear so much more from you as you progress, and let us know, and we will put it on our newsletter.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.